The ship is free. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Ever Given, that quarter-mile-long ship that got stuck sideways in the Suez Canal, well, it just got unstuck. It's fully afloat. Tugboats, helped by high tide, hauled it out of the mud where it had been sitting since last Tuesday, blocking a critical trade artery. There are 450 ships waiting behind it. 12% of the planet's trade goes through that canal. President Biden is expected to unveil an infrastructure spending proposal this week. The nation's roads and bridges could use the help. But the last big legislative push for COVID relief was, in the end, very partisan. This time around, the White House is hoping to get congressional Republicans on board. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
President Biden is scheduled to lay out his infrastructure proposal on Wednesday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg previewed the White House's pitch last week in congressional testimony.
Across the country, we face a $1 trillion backlog of needed repairs and improvements, with hundreds of billions of dollars in good projects already in the pipeline. We see other countries pulling ahead of us, with consequences for strategic and economic competition.
Republicans support infrastructure spending. The issue is the price tag. The White House could ask for as much as $3 trillion for infrastructure and other priorities. That after Congress just approved $2 trillion in COVID relief. So the administration says it might split up its spending requests with infrastructure as a standalone bill in order to court Republican votes. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
We are smack in between two important numbers. Last Thursday, we learned 687,000 people filed for unemployment in the prior week, as in lost their jobs. This Friday, we're going to find out how many people gained jobs in all of March. It's going to be the first jobs report since many places in the U.S. moved towards reopening and since the latest COVID stimulus bill was signed. We asked Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, what we can expect.
Economists are expecting big numbers. The consensus is close to 650,000 jobs. So it's the first restarting of hiring, like real hiring, after we got delayed and sort of flattened out during the winter by the resurgence of the virus.
You know, just going by last Thursday's jobless claims, which fell by a decent amount, but were still pretty high, you know, how fast of a turnaround do you think we're going to get in these jobs numbers on Friday?
Jobless claims did fall. That's great news that fewer people are filing for unemployment insurance, you know, but we still have 684,000 people filing last week. So that's a lot. It's historically very high. 650,000 jobs created in the month of March would be great news, but we're still down, you know, roughly 10 million people in terms of those who are working before the pandemic. So it's a long road to go, even if we start seeing really great numbers.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Visa says a cryptocurrency can now be used to settle payments on its network. It's a pilot program with website crypto.com, which offers a crypto.com Visa card. Well, now, when Visa settles payments on the back end of that card, it'll do so using the Ethereum blockchain and a cryptocurrency called USD Coin, which is pegged to the US dollar. Some Texans are still picking up the pieces after last month's extreme winter storm and power outages that left millions without heat and water. The electric power market in Texas is highly consolidated, and the state recently paved the way for two industry giants to become even bigger. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Most Texans choose from a handful of private power companies that offer competing rate plans. The idea is that more competition helps lower costs, but the market is highly consolidated.
It's estimated about 70% of the retail market's dominated by just two companies.
That's Tim Morstead with AARP of Texas. And those two companies are Vistra and NRG. This is the sound of Melissa Smith's Dallas area home flooding from burst pipes after the recent freeze. She's a customer of TXU Energy, a Vistra subsidiary. When the family moved to a hotel room in mid-February, she asked her husband to check their electricity bill.
It was $1,800 for the month, which is ridiculous.
More than double a normal month. TXU says part of that figure is just an estimate for how much the Smiths would owe for the full month, but the bill also reflected increased electricity use during the extreme cold. During the storm, private utilities like TXU took huge losses as the price of electricity surged due to scarce supply and increased demand. Now, many smaller companies are expected to go out of business because of those costs, and their consumers are likely to get scooped up by the larger companies.
And it is a very serious problem.
Peter Crampton is an economics professor who spent more than 5 years on the board of directors for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, the operator of the Texas grid. He resigned in February amid political turmoil after the outages. He says it will be a problem if the market in Texas becomes even more consolidated.
It is what leads in banking to the problem of too big to fail, where the one or two or three banks that remain standing are huge monsters that can't fail.
Vistra and NRG responded to questions about consolidation with statements on behalf of their subsidiaries. Both said that customers of companies that go bankrupt are free to switch to another provider at any time. In San Antonio, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.